Tidbits Pod, episode 9. Oh, the birds are out today, chums. Yeah, it's really, really nice. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe this is the time of day or something, but yeah, they're really, really having a little chinwag, the little fellas. Yeah, I wonder if that's like mating season. who knows? Like, this isn't a nature show. But yeah, hello. Welcome aboard to Tidbits Pod number 9. We're a month in. Not really an important milestone, but you know what? I think that's pretty bloody tasty. It's been a wild month, and yeah, I'm really happy to have had you on board for this nice little ride, keeping me semi-sane out in the fields. If you've listened this far, then you are an absolute bloody legend, and I love you. I mean, especially for your you know, in the middle of a Tidbits back-to-back marathon thing, you know, the ear just would have fallen away ages ago, but from now on, I think it's bloody smooth sailing, guys, so yeah, should be proud of yourself. But yeah, we've got a good little community going as well, so I've decided to fire up my old Twitter. Not sure if anyone uses that anymore, so, but you know, I think it's a nice place to have some back and forth, and like, yeah, so it's just not just the email. So yeah, my name on there is now Tidbits Pod, but the actual important bit, like the handle, that's still the same. Yeah, that's still at Jack Tidball. JACKTIDBALL. Yeah, so if you like this, then go and subscribe over there, and we can start, you know, having a nice little community, and I can stop spamming my Facebook acquaintances and just, you know, tell the good people what stuff's coming up and whatnot. Do people use Twitter? I mean, message me and let me know the best one, particularly if you're a marketing child, because I don't know which ones are good, but yeah, I think that would be nice. Yeah, anyway, as this is the 1 month anniversary, or to say it properly, the first men's anniversary, reasons for being an arsehole is back today. I'm going to give that another little rinse out, and yeah, it's had a revamp. So after a lovely chat with my pal Teresa the other day, it's now going to be called Hate Crimes. So I mean, for example, if you've ever reclined your seat on public transport when you know someone's sitting behind you, that's a hate crime. If you've ever if you've ever posed for a photograph with someone and you've done that, put two fingers behind the head to make it look like a bunny ears thing, hate crime. Yeah, I think it's just more punchy. Like, if you call jacket potatoes Jackie Peas, then you better believe it, that's a fucking hate crime. But get out of town with your starchy bullshit. But yeah, for balance, because I don't know how often I can shout hate crime in the field before someone comes running, so I'm also going to pepper in some stuff that I like. So for example, I like when people ask for directions. Before giving the directions, I like to say, "You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge." Yeah, just spices it up, and sometimes they laugh. But yeah, I'm like, "Oh, you're right, mate. Do you know the way to the nearest cash point? Do you know where the cash point is?" Yeah. "You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge." just follow this road down a bit, and yeah, there's one on the wall just down there, down the road. Yeah, just past Curry's. Ooh, leaped over. Wow, big puddle. That was lucky. God, that's the most exercise I've done in an age. But yeah, there's a little blast from the past. I mean, do you remember when people used to go to high streets and buy stuff with money? Remember that? Miss that shit. I mean, it reminds me actually, this is pathetic. I was watching a video on YouTube, and it was of this northern dude, and he was doing a video walking tour sort of thing of Croydon. It was, yes, it was 33 and a half minutes long. But yeah, time well spent. Because it's, oh man, 100% certified Jack Tibble quality. Four thumbs up, so I'm borrowing hands. But yeah, he's just he's just walking down the high street and then into the Whitgift Centre, sort of filming on his telephone. He goes like, oh, you're right, you namby-pamby southern bastards. Let's take a stroll down to another fucking high street. Today, I'm in busted Croydon. This is starting to sound like Bob Mortimer doing Mick McCarthy, but anyway. Let's crack on. Right, I'm strolling over now into W.H. Smith's. And if you look very bloody carefully into windows, you can see the old pre-1992 logo. The pre-1992 W.H. Smith logo. You know, the one with Cube, with WHS written on Cube. Look right there on glass. I can't get over it. But this little fella just so intense, just walking around the Whitgift Centre. In here, it's hard to tell what terp is on the floor for to bastard social distancing, and what tape's on floor to stick down wayward pieces of vinyl floor. Just the best. So, I should have really saved the link. I could have. I'll find it. I'll put the link somewhere. But oh dear. Like, I think that blends everything together nicely, actually, because I like the video. That's something I like. But the accent, I did to explain it, is a hate crime. So how nice, lovely stuff. But God, another thing I like, I like that in The Irishman, Joe Pesci's nose looks a little bit like the back end of a sexy lady. I mean, you've all heard of bum chins, right? But trust me, pause any scene of Joe Pesci in The Irishman, and he's got a little sort of little bum nose. And yeah, once you've noticed it, that's pretty distracting. And 3 hours of that, yeah, it's a nice treat, and sort of breaks it up a bit. But yeah, I like Gaffney points on Twitter. That's basically just pictures of Dean Gaffney pointing at stuff. It's nice. I like hearing people from New Zealand say the word decades. That's nice. Normally for like anyone else, decades means tens of years, doesn't it? Like tens of years. But in New Zealand, the word decades goes into an entirely goes on an entirely new journey. So yeah, make a Kiwi friend and ask them to say decades for you. I'm not gonna have a go, but yeah. Oh God, tell you what I really like. I've really got into, particularly in the new financial struggles, I've really got into sort of plotting crimes. So I mean, I had an idea the other day for a sort of... Should I? Yeah, this is great. It's a receipt scam, right? So if anyone wants to get in on it, now's the time. Any police listening? It is but fiction. But yeah, it's like, so it's a receipt scam, right? Because money, notoriously hard to fake, isn't it? Like, you can't just paint a new fiver. But receipts, I mean, all you need is that little sort of gizmo printer thing, and you can print your own. So it's like printing money, isn't it, really? So, I mean, once you've printed the receipt, then all you need to do is sort of set it up. I mean, you set up your little machine so it prints the receipt so it looks right. Maybe rob a till roll somehow, make a chum at the shop, and then yeah. So you've got legit looking receipts that you've printed. Then you just walk into a busy shop, like, I don't know, like a clothes shop or something, and take the thing, like whatever you want to rob. I mean, not that you're going to have the thing, but just take like that, take it off the hanger, and then go up to the desk, and you've got the receipt, and you'd be like, oh, I want to return this, please. Yeah, you do your official voice, that's the voice you got to do. Yep, I'd like to take this back, please. I bought it for my sister, and yeah, it wasn't to her taste, so we're returning it for maybe store credit or a cash refund. But yeah, you'd always use cash as well. Like, say it's cash on the receipts, there's no paper trail, and you're bloody laughing. It's watertight, isn't it? So, I mean, actually, that's probably why cash in the high street died, didn't it? The receipt scam. Is it already a thing? The receipt printing scam thing? If not, let's do it. I'm up for it. Yeah, I mean, as long as you don't get greedy. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to endorse it. But yeah, you could make a nice little bit of coin doing that. Is it a crime to sort of discuss crime ideas? Oh, it can't be, really. There used to be, do you remember Real Hustle on the BBC? Or The Beeb. Hate crime! Oh, what's on The Beeb? Fuck you. But yeah, if you want a little bit of crime plotting, yeah, that was all about it, wasn't it? The Real Hustle, like the big dopey guy with the goatee, and then the smug looking guy with the corporate haircut, and then Jessica Jane Clement, one of the most beautiful humans to ever exist, and there are always way too elaborate plans as well. Like, she'd be in a bar and make bets with these fucking cucks. Like, all right, what you need to do is balance 15 coins. I'm not making her sound attractive, am I? Yeah, I'll just do my voice. So, yeah, she'd be like, right, what you need to do is balance 15 coins on the end of this biro. And if you can do that, I'll give you £50. But if you can't do that, you've got to buy me and my friends a drink. And they're like, okay. Oh god, that's from Eddie Murphy Raw. Give that a watch later. Okay. But yeah, so she's like doing all these funky bets with coins and matchsticks and all this sort of stuff. Matey boy in the studio, like, these bets are always gonna go one way, the hustler's way, so keep your head on a swivel and don't get scammed. Ding bow, bass, slap bass. But I mean, what the whole premise of the show, I mean, what they're forgetting is that she's Jessica Jane Clements, so actually people would just happily buy her drinks regardless. So, I mean, she's just walking to any bar, anytime, anywhere, and then, you know, I reckon it'll be like 10 seconds, and yeah, would you like a drink? Oh, yes, please. And can you get an extra couple of beers as well for my chums? Yeah, no problem. Oh yeah, the mark's been conned. The free drinks were always heading to the hustlers. Oh, cheers, lads. Dick bow, rick dick dee. Like, No, she's just, yeah, if you're a beautiful lady, that is the real hustle of life, isn't it? But yeah, if any of you guys have got any heist ideas, I am well fucking interested. So yeah, I used to walk around, yeah, in my lunch breaks, like I did actually used to walk around art exhibitions. Like they'd have, like I'd go to the Barbican in my lunch break or the Museum of London and all that shit, and half of your brain is enjoying the art or whatever, and the other half is thinking, oh man, I would love to just fucking rob all of this stuff, like do a big old heist and then just return to work. Like nobody would have any idea, and as long as your breath smells a bit like meal deal when you get back to the office, no one's ever gonna know. And then, oh, perfect crime. But anyway, like an emotional Pixar film, wrapping an emotional Pixar film as a Christmas gift. Oh, that's false. I'm just trying to say wrapping up. Oh dear, deary, deary, bloody me. But yeah, once again, thanks for sticking by me this far. I genuinely do appreciate the listens and all the love that people are sending. It's really, really nice. And if you would like to support the show with a little donation, it costs me £7 a month to run, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you want to help out with that, there is a link down in the description. So yeah, get involved in that. If you'd like a certain topic discussed on the show, then send me a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com and I will try. I won't respond to anything on here other than the emails. It's quite tough to keep in, you know, all over Twitter and everything, but do keep the emails coming in, and I'll try and keep them light as well. I had a message from someone about the it's about the racist sort of reaction to that supermarket advert. But that whole thing is actually just a lose-lose, isn't it, really? Because, I mean, all the publicity has made those racist comments go further than they should. I mean, fuck those cunts. They should have just been reported straight to the police, whatever, removed. But then as well, like, there's actually a tiny bit of me that thinks that, I mean, the supermarket's done a very clever bit of sort of anti-marketing there, haven't they? And they might have really, they've sort of done really well out of exploiting the hate and all the sort of, you know, what people are like online. And I bet they sort of half hoped they would get a sort of reaction like that. Like, you can sort of, you can imagine them in a meeting, can't you? Like little marketing kids, and like, they've probably got, like, I don't know, like they would go, right, okay, let's make a nice advert. And they know there's just like some poisonous fucking dicks out there. So they'll be like, yeah, we've made a nice advert, already good. If nothing happens, then, you know, we've got our advert. But if the advert gets any sort of racist reaction, like if it blows up online, that's all good. Everyone's talking about them, and they sort of come out the other side smelling of roses, didn't they? Cha-cha-ching, merry bloody Christmas. But yeah, that's not impossible, is it? But, I mean, God, I'm not the guy to talk about this, but that's just how corporations work, isn't it? They're not dummies, and they know what people are like. But God, I was doing so well. I wasn't going to talk about that, but now I have. I can scratch off the last minute or so if you want. But yeah, started out with some nice light-hearted hate crimes, and now look, we've sort of ended up on something proper. But yeah, rate and review this wherever you can. Those do mean a lot. Get us on some charts, that'd be cool. But yeah, why not give us a little rating on a number of platforms as well, if you fancy. Why not? I'll recap. Jack Tidball on Twitter and stuff, add me on there, we'll build a little community. There's loads of travel people on there at the moment, but that'll all change. I love you all. And for those listening in the future, to all these in one big go, catch you in a second in episode 10. Who knows how many more you've got to catch up on, but keep going, lads. For those of you that have started with this one on episode 9, what the bloody hell are you doing? And go back and start from the beginning. Enjoy the awkward sort of 30 seconds of pre-chat atmospheric ambiance that I used to start with back in numbers 1 and 2. And for the legends that are riding the wave and listening to these as they come out, you guys are my favourites, and I look forward to doing another episode for you in the next few days maybe. But till next time, guys, catch y'all later. Bye.